You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Follow the mystery. The Orphans, new episodes every Monday, exclusively at oneofus.net.
To a brand spanking new edition of Five and Out. I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
And this week we have a very sexy top five for you. Steve, what is that top five?
We're doing our top five action movie hookups.
And it's not just me. It's not just Steve. We have our good friend Whitney sitting in with us. It's a great top five. It's a great podcast. But without further ado, let's get to it.
Yeah. Once you've seen opinions, you've seen them all.
Right. Once you've seen a dick, you've seen all the dicks.
I disagree with that because I watched the latest episode of Game of Thrones today. There was a weird...
Which one? No, the latest? I haven't seen it, so don't give me any story details.
I will
There's just a weird penis in there. I was like, I've never seen a penis like this one.
Was it one of the main characters?
It's not Jon Snow's dick. Calm down.
Okay. Well, I've heard he's like 5'4". So
Kit Harington's 5'4"?
That's what I heard last night. So I'm going to say...
Teeny peeny?
Cutting him off my list. I'm not going to say that's like... just like, that's a really... For me, I'm like 5'9".
Mm-hmm.
Anything shorter than me is just not...
So, with what you're saying about Kit Harington...
Yes.
Is it safe to say that, based solely on height and what you previously said, that you would rather have sex with Hodor than Kit Harington?
Who's Hodor?
Hodor!
Hodor!
You know, the guy that only says his name?
They all have crazy names. No, that's not accurate at all.
Okay.
That's stretching so much.
I'm
stretching...
Based on the criteria you have laid out before us, because you said Jon Snow is off the board.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, first I should figure out what his height is. You know, that's the first thing.
All right,
sure,
so I'm saying.
Got to look that up. Also, okay, it really doesn't change his ranking that much, I feel like, because dude's hot.
Where does Jaime Lannister land on your Game of Thrones ranking?
Oh, pretty far up there.
That's what I thought.
Pretty far up
there.
He's
a pretty man.
Can we do
so beautiful. I also have a weird thing for blondes.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
I do, yeah. I like... really squashed that part of my yearnings for a long time. So I was like, blondes. Oh. But I really dig them.
Thank God we're not blonde.
Yeah, thank God.
It's too bad most women go, tall, dark, gangly dudes. Squash it.
Squash.
All right, give me an on-the-spot top three dudes to bang from Game of Thrones.
Ooh. Well, I'm really bad with names, so...
That's okay. That's right, we can help you.
Jaime Lannister up there?
Yeah, super far up there.
I call Jaime Lannister the John Hamm of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
The running joke of this podcast is I just want to sleep with John Hamm so bad.
You say running joke as if it were not truth.
That's true. The running truth of this podcast
there we go.
I just want to sleep with John Hamm.
Yeah, totally. Mm. I mean, why not? Tell me more about that, though.
Oh, it's a deep-seated thing. He's my man crush. What can I say? Used to be Nathan Fillion.
Is it just because he's so suave?
He's so suave and handsome and funny.
Let us not forget
I'm the
enormous ham package he has.
I wasn't going to say that.
What?
Apparently John Hamm has the real deal going on.
Yeah. As opposed to the fake deal.
the false deal, yes.
As opposed to tiny Kit Harington. He's got...
Well,
tiny
is this
John
true?
Hamm.
Is this true? Is this something that you guys heard that Kit Harington has...
No.
Has...
No.
No, okay.
Don't worry.
I don't know where that was brought up. I couldn't remember, and now I got really worried. For
hey, bring it back. Bring it back here. Yeah. All right, okay. You got Jaime Lannister in your top three. Who
totally.
Else?
Oh, Kit Harington.
All right.
Still
very far up there.
Right, so Jon Snow, Jaime Lannister.
I'm having trouble remembering. I haven't watched Game of Thrones in a long time.
Who's
what about Tyrion Lannister?
Tyrion?
The little dwarf.
Totally.
Yeah. No.
Weird. Confidence.
Totally. Well, it's like his character just like is apparently really great with ladies, so you have to know. Especially in this society where it's like ladies are very sexualized. It's like if they like this tiny dude, he's probably got something going on.
He's like the John Hamm of little people.
Totally. Oh, he really is though. Like he's also like pretty attractive.
Absolutely.
For a tiny person.
I just want to point out that we're like 4 minutes in the podcast. I made two analogies to John Hamm already.
Yes.
So, keep him coming.
He'll do.
Oh, don't worry. Wes will totally keep him coming.
Shut up about it.
Well, I would also say, and again, Daenerys.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Totally. She's one of the hottest people in that show. The chick, she's a Lannister.
Cersei.
Really great character, but like, definitely not.
Not your cup of tea.
No.
You know what, Wes? I had a real confounding moment today.
Ooh, tell me all about it.
And that is, I cannot figure out if, I just blanked out her name. The woman that is currently the queen in Game of Thrones.
Marjorie
Tyrell.
You guys. Marjorie, no.
Yes, you do.
How far in Game of Thrones are you?
I think I'm to the the season now.
Yes,
you know? Yeah.
And the season before it. Those are the ones I haven't seen.
Okay.
I don't remember. I really need to catch back up. But
yeah.
Marjorie Tyrell.
Just make sure you don't say important things.
Sure.
No, that's, as a friend.
Not a problem.
Don't worry.
Not a problem. So this last week. Oh my God. No, Marjorie Tyrell. What is the actress's name?
Natalie Dormer?
Natalie Dormer. That's the one. I truly cannot tell if I think she is very attractive.
Let me tell you, Steve, you think she's very attractive.
I don't know, though.
What's like the hang-up?
Because she's got a bit of a weird face sometimes.
I consider her the John Hamm of Queens.
John Hamm of what?
Queens?
No way. She's definitely not the hottest of the Queens.
I mean, as far as...
What's her nuts? The Scarlet Witch?
She's not a queen, though.
She's not, okay.
We got Lena Headey.
That woman is
very sexy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's because in every episode, she's like, my special skill is I like...
Perfect breasts.
I bang people into doing what I want. It's crazy.
It's quite the superpower.
What a skill to have.
I believe in the new X-Men movie that we'll see a mutant with that power.
God, good Lord.
What a cool skill.
What is it about Natalie Dormer?
She's got that, like, she's kind of got like a mouse face sometimes.
Okay.
Like, the face becomes like, very narrow and pointy in the middle. She kind of does this, like, side smile thing that I can't tell if overall she is very attractive, kind of attractive, or kind of mousy. I don't know.
I'm still hung up on mouse face. I'm like, am I attracted to mice? I might be.
Well, I think a lot of humans look like mice.
You think?
I think
wow.
All the time.
We're getting down to it, folks.
Let's get down to it.
Well, there are probably, if we went through like list of people that you find really attractive,
mm-hmm.
probably a lot of them look like mice.
Like, ooh, well, she's a little mouse-ish.
I disagree.
Kind of like their face kind of go together and kind of like,
can you name?
You know who I think has a little bit of a mousy face? Mm-hmm. Not nearly as much as Natalie Dormer. Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Rooney Mara.
She's got a little bit of the mousy face.
She's got kind of a strange face. I really dig her, but I can see what you're saying.
Fair.
But Game of Thrones haven't caught up, so.
You gotta get on it, man.
I know.
Get on it.
I know.
So much stuff has happened.
Because you know what? I feel this is not a spoiler for this season. Mm-hmm. We know that you are about approximately at this point a season and a half back.
Totally. It's a great
this season, I think, follows other Game of Thrones series or seasons. That's like first episode or two is like, welcome back into the world of Westeros. This is kind of where your people are. And it's like, by the way, here's just a quick little thing. And then we get to the middle of the season. It's like, all right. Now it's time for shit to go down. So we just kind of got into the shit's going down.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I left it at such a pivotal time. Like, I think Arya had just gotten, she was like working at the monastery type place.
Yes.
Faceless people. Yeah. And like, you know something's going to happen with her.
You know.
She's not just going to hang out there all life. So I'm just really invested in that character.
Sure. Yeah.
What if she just faded away? She just became the faceless men's janitor.
Yeah, that would suck. It also wouldn't happen. It's too like ingrained in her to be like, I have this life goal, you know?
It's a really great Arya impression.
Thank you. Who's the chick that plays She's the tall, awesome blonde character who's just
Brienne
slaying.
Brienne of Tarth.
Yes. She was in Star Wars, and they kind of made a bigger deal about her being in it than I thought they should, since she had a mask on the whole time.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was her.
No, and the whole time it was just like, she just was like, I'm grumpy. Yeah, it's not that,
man, that's another
spot-on
impression
of
her.
Man,
thank you. I didn't know you were so good at impressions.
I'm Brianna Toth, and I'm real grumpy stormtrooper.
I'm a tall little stormtrooper.
Yeah, see, I'm tall and blonde. Meow, meow, meow. Listen here, copper.
The 1920s gang of stormtroopers.
Yeah. That's. Oh, you saw it then.
I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah. There was also Daniel Craig was a stormtrooper.
Are you serious?
He was.
I am serious.
Are you serious?
And I know you know the one he was too.
What?
He's the one that when Rey is in the chair of Kylo Ren, and she says, "You will leave, like you will release me from here and walk."
Yeah.
It's like, and drop your blaster. He's like, and drop my blaster. Like that's
Daniel Craig.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why? Were they just like, we want to put a famous person in a suit?
Man, see, Brianna Toth, here comes Daniel Craig.
I'll stop pretending to be a 2020s man.
I have to assume he's just a really big fan of Star Wars and asked to be put in like a stormtrooper.
That's kind of what I was thinking, because it's just, I mean, and also, hell yeah, you know, what better way to use your celebrity power than to be a stormtrooper?
Yeah, no kidding.
Also, I would try first to be a real character. Sounds like more fun.
Yeah, way to go, Daniel Craig. Shoot for the stars.
Yeah. Is that how you got James Bond?
Yeah.
It seems like J.J. Abrams used being a faceless stormtrooper almost as currency to people, because the dude that he normally works with, like his composer, musician, he had to go with John Williams for Star Wars. You know, oh, darn. The guy that's been nominated for 50 Oscars. Sorry.
Yeah.
So he has to use John Williams. So instead he was like, hey, look, Jim, whatever his main, like, his composer guy is. He's like, look, I can't use you for Star Wars. I'm sorry. You can be a stormtrooper. So he's one of the stormtroopers as well.
That's awesome.
It seemed like J.J. Abrams just like, he's like, look, I'm going to need 76 stormtroopers for this movie.
Yeah. I got so, like, you know, like, recharged. I was going to say re-upped. I don't know. Like that movie just brought back so much Star Wars love for me.
Oh, yeah.
What's the dude's character? The stormtrooper dude?
Finn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
See, I like him.
I love him. I love him.
I'm glad to know that all stormtroopers are not clones of Jango Fett anymore.
Yes.
They're changing that. I think that was the thing.
Thank God.
Yes. Yeah. Good to know.
Much more interesting. Mm-hmm. Much more interesting.
Yeah. That they're individuals. They can potentially
be there's females in the Force now.
Yeah. It's
Brienne of Toth.
I know we have talked about it before, but I thought it was fantastic, and I loved it. I loved it the first time. I loved it the second time. I will love it.
Hated it the third time.
I just hated it. And then I thought it was pretty good at fourth.
So we're working back up the fifth time around.
Yeah.
So, guys, before we move into this week's top five, Whitney, did you know that Steve's about to be a father?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
About as in like 5-ish months.
That's very soon. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Are you stoked?
I am. I was just telling Wes, it's this weird part where I just did like the announcements in the last like couple of weeks to people.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, cool. Well, I guess I'll check in with y'all in about 6 months. Like, it's
let you weird, know what it looks like.
Yeah. It's everyone's excited and like, great. Well, how about them Bears? You know, it's just this filler time until then.
Are you like doing nice things? Because you do know.
No, never.
Why?
No, I just don't do them.
You have to.
I know, I am.
Okay, good.
I am.
Because
doing nice things just in general or for
my wife?
For
my pregnant wife.
Okay.
Because what a feat. Every time I see a pregnant woman.
Steve. Thank you.
Yeah. I am just amazed. I'm like, you're growing a person currently.
Yeah.
You know, that's a huge deal. Yeah. Very brave.
Currently, it is a tiny deal. It is growing into a bigger deal.
Do you know if it's a boy?
Not yet. We are going to find out, but we don't know yet.
Cool. Sure.
I would like to know right now. But we don't have the technology yet. mostly because it doesn't have the parts yet to tell.
Still growing.
But why I'm bringing that up is because last week's top five was our top five Build-A-Kid, where we had to take five characteristics from certain characters to build our own kid.
My gosh.
I know. It was amazing.
And it got a little emotional.
It did.
Oh, okay.
We wept a little bit.
Yeah.
Cool.
Not gonna lie. So Nicodem writes in his top five Build-A-Kid.
Yes.
Let's see. He says, I didn't bring the looks into the mix since I couldn't think of any handsome kids, and frankly, I didn't want to. Nicodem, point to you, sir.
Absolutely.
Okay, so number five, the cleverness of Penny from Inspector Gadget.
Nice.
Boom.
Very, very nice.
That is a great one.
Okay, you look
confused.
Because
that's very specific.
Mm-hmm.
No, I got it. I was trying to like think of certain clever moments, mm-hmm. you know, but very clever.
I feel like a nice thing
generally.
About like a Penny as your child. You'd be like, oh man, I'm running late and I got this stain on my shirt. It's like, don't worry, Dad. Oh, I need some club soda in this. It's like, oh, well, thank you, Penny. like real life
useful
cleverness.
I think.
Yeah. His number four is the curiosity of Dora the Explorer.
All right.
Interesting.
Okay.
I don't know about that. Kids would be getting into shit all the time.
He says curiosity is a good thing. If you're always willing to learn new things, you can always grow as a human being. Thinking that you know everything makes you arrogant and overbearing. It also makes you smarter and never run out of fun facts. So.
Okay.
That's a good defense.
That is a good defense.
Strong work.
I also love that you knew. That you would need to defend that.
It's like somebody.
This is why.
His number three is the strength of Bam Bam Rubble from the Flintstones.
Awesome. Oh, this is shaping up to be a very cool kid.
This is scary.
This is where I jump off the train here.
That's right.
Because, I mean, Wes and I speaking from not the strongest of men physically.
Oh, no. No.
I don't want my little infant
to be stronger than you.
That's what I don't need.
Yeah.
That.
And also, if this kid is super mega curious, you got him lifting up buildings,
right.
looking underneath them.
Right. Sure,
that's not
sure.
great.
So Penny is helping me fix the stain, and as I go out to my car to leave, Bam Bam has lifted up my car.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see if the car could stay in the tree, Dad. Bam Bam!
Good Lord!
Dora Bam Bam!
His number two is the courage of Kit Cloud Kicker from Tailspin.
Now, it's been a long time since I've watched Tailspin.
I don't know what that is.
He says, surfing through clouds while being pulled by a plane? That's awesome! He likes adventures and is never afraid of confronting the bad guys, even if they're chasing him with their planes and shooting at him.
Basically, here's Tailspin for you in one sentence. Bears flying airplanes. Done. Tailspin.
There you
Great.
Go.
Great.
That's it.
Oh, his number one, I like this one. His number one is the moral compass and rational thinking of Kyle Broplowski from South Park.
Yeah. You want the grounded kid.
Sure.
You want the realistic kid.
Especially if he's super strong and super curious.
Exactly. You gotta temper that mm-hmm. with...
This guy really thought through his kid characteristics. I'm pretty impressed.
That's how our listeners go, man.
There's
some smart dudes out there.
They don't mess around.
Yeah.
Some
right?
smart dudes and dudettes out there.
But Steve, someone wrote into you a top five as well.
That's
correct?
Right. This is actually a friend of mine.
You have other friends?
No.
Oh, good.
Wes, actually, he's a very special friend because he is my other like hostage husband. That, like, when my wife and her college roommates, they all get together and hang out, like, we're all the...
Pillow fights and
exactly.
you know, lingerie comparing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. More at this point, it's like comparing bibs and growing baby.
Was that
technique.
A weird way to say boobs?
No, it's the accurate way of saying, like, everyone has kids and they talk about their kids. That's
their kids. Did you say bibs?
Bibs.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about boobs later. Don't worry. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
Cool.
But Justin and I, we are the moons orbiting those planets that when we go have the hangouts, we're like, oh, my God, thank God you're here.
Yes.
Oh, and we have beers and we talk about cool things like Build-A-Kid.
Yeah.
So he is the proud father of a little over a year old daughter, and he's got another daughter on the way. So this is speaking from experience and what he hopes is coming down the pipe.
Cool.
Quick question. Does he know about our stances on having daughters?
Yes, because he's listened to almost all of the podcasts.
I don't.
Steve and I are just afraid that once our daughters achieve adolescence and they start like experimenting sexually, we're just going to have to put them in a tower somewhere. And just, we don't want to see our daughter do that.
I just don't want to have a, I don't want to have a teenage daughter, both for the sexual reasons, for the attitude reasons, for the any reasons of teenage daughters. Like, cool, see you when you are 22, madam. Like,
was being a teenage boy much different?
Well, yeah, because I'm a boy, so I get it. Obviously.
We know it's a
worst
crazy double
standard,
ever. But we were teenage boys, and we know how they are.
Yeah.
So you just feel like that would be easier to, like, figure out.
Well, it's easier to put my daughter into a tower than all of the teenage boys. If those are my options, I mean, it's just easier that way.
Okay.
So it's just a time saver, really. So here is Justin's top five. His number five is he wants the comedic timing slash the wit of character Shannon Mullins, who is the character from the movie Heat. It's Melissa McCarthy's character, basically. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He wants a funny kid. Funny kid, okay. Nothing wrong with that. He wants what he calls the wordsmith ability. Basically, a girl who talks real good.
Okay. Okay.
Joanne Galloway, and she is from the movie A Few Good Men.
Which one? Is she Demi Moore?
Here's a Wes. I make fun of you for not seeing enough movies. I've never seen A Few Good Men.
What?
Justin, I'm sorry.
I haven't.
Justin, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But he says he basically wants his daughter to speak as if she's written by Aaron Sorkin. Is what he wants. This was an interesting pick. He wants the screaming ability of the girl from Jaws. And I was like, what?
What? Weird
and he
choice.
Says, no means no doesn't work. Just just act like you're being attacked by a shark.
Well, that, hey.
You know what?
It's a great defense mechanism to put
you know
in
what?
There.
I don't know if I would want to use one of my five on an emergency maneuver. But you know what?
Pretty useful.
Very useful. You know, you keep that thing in the bank and, you know, you hope she never needs it, but screaming like the girl from Jaws, pretty, pretty useful.
Yeah. Mm.
His number two was he wanted the girl from, or hit girl from Kick-Ass.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
No doesn't work. Screaming like Jaws doesn't work. Then just kick his ass.
Why? Just cut out the Jaws, you know? That chick... That girl never needs to scream. She's got herself covered.
She will make the boys scream. In
there
that
you
regard.
Go.
Absolutely. And then number one, the revenge ability of Emmanuel Mimieux, a.k.a. the girl from Inglourious Basterds.
Oh.
Nice.
And he says, if someone kills me, I want her to fuck some shit up. He wants a self defensible badass
yes.
chick is what he wants.
Yes, an assassin toddler.
Exactly.
Love it.
So what I would say to you, but I would say, Justin, instead of the revenge ability of that Quentin Tarantino character, what about the bride?
Yeah,
from
that's
Kill
what
Bill?
I was. When you said revenge ability, that's
yeah.
exactly what I thought.
That's
of.
What I thought too. So Justin, I like the idea, but I mean, I think I'd rather have my daughter running around with a sword. Slicing up 88 mobsters.
And, like, hanging out in movie theaters hoping Hitler comes back.
Exactly, yeah.
So your daughter's going to have a choice, then. The tower or a samurai sword?
Yeah. The choice will be hers. I think it's obvious what I want the choice to be.
Samurai sword.
Absolutely.
There it is.
But we got to get a lawyer now. Now.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for writing in. We always love hearing what you have to say. But Steve, Whitney, we have to move on to this week's top five.
Okay.
Steve, what is that top five?
This week's top five is going... This was actually... this was brought to us by the lady of the room.
That's right.
That's We're me. Not,
that's and it's Whitney. Whitney, why don't you say... Why don't you put in your words, Whitney?
Okay. So top five action characters... You would want to bang.
And now that's this right. is, it's key that these are the action characters. Just
not,
like,
the, not the actors.
Not
yeah.
the actors. This mm-hmm. is our, just like our Build a Kid, these are characters, not the actors behind them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, Wes, why don't you lead us off, man, with your number five?
Well, so this one is just a gimme. I've talked about it before. My number five is Mallory Caine, basically Gina Carano from Haywire.
Okay.
Yeah. All
great.
Is that what you wrote down?
Guess what? So before the podcast started, I wrote down a gamble, a bet on the back of my top five of some I guarantee. And above it, I write, bet the house this happens. I wrote that Gina Carano will be on your list.
Who is that?
It's fine that you don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. Because Wes has talked
about
this
so much.
100 times. Yes. But actually, did you see the movie Deadpool?
Yes.
She's the girl that punches Colossus in the dick in Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
The one that like jumps down and goes, oh, Superman landing or superhero landing.
She's just like really like built.
Yes.
Okay.
She's really built. And you know, there's a part of me that
fascinating, Wes. Great to know.
Just to see what it's like to be totally manhandled in a sack by an MMA fighter.
Oh, yeah.
Is that weird?
I get that.
Here's the bonus pick.
Totally.
Here's the bonus pick. I wrote Bet the House, Gina Carano, but I said bonus pick. Just to throw me off the scent, you're going to choose her from Deadpool and not the movie Haywire.
Nope. I went straight Haywire.
Ugh, Wesley.
I didn't know she was in something else. I thought she was like mostly an MMA fighter.
She, and I tell you what, the reason why I picked Haywire, she looks fine in Deadpool, but in Haywire, good lord, does she look fine.
She's a lot bulkier in Deadpool than she is in
mm-hmm.
Haywire.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
That's my number five, Mallory Caine. Ugh. Steve, why don't you give us your number five?
Great. Awesome pick.
It is an awesome pick. Just because you knew it was going to happen.
Should I say expected pick?
There you go.
This is the only one that I think is kind of expected, but I'll tell you. Oh, I'm sorry. And you know, forget. Never mind. We've already talked about Mallory Caine 100 times.
I'm sorry. What just happened?
Don't worry about that. Okay. Number five. You know what it was? It was a glitch in the Matrix.
Great.
Because that's why Trinity is my number five.
Ooh,
nice. Okay. She almost made it onto my list.
I feel like Trinity is a cliche pick, but there's a reason why I put Trinity on the list. Besides the fact that she is a leather-clad, super sexy ass-kicker.
Totally.
I mean, that part
is so hot.
She's so hot.
She's so hot.
She kicks so much ass.
Yeah. I love how stoic she is.
Absolutely. All of these things... That's all. We all know these things. We take these things mm-hmm. as truth.
I love how you two are the ones talking about how much you want to bone Trinity.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here like, yeah. But yeah, you guys make great points.
Let me tell you the way in which I would like to engage in the act with
okay.
Trinity.
Okay.
And so obviously, as we know, in the Matrix, that there is the real world. And there mm-hmm. is the Matrix world.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us live in the Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting us all in that Neo kind of role. You know, you've been brought on to the Nebuchadnezzar. You're now in the real, quote-unquote, real world wearing...
You're the one.
We are the one.
Yes.
And you want to have that, quote-unquote, real experience with Trinity, you know, in your shitty little bunk. You know, it's like, but you know, it's Trinity. She's still super hot, even outside of the Matrix, even
oh,
in
yeah.
her shitty wool sweater.
Like, somehow she pulls it off.
Still does
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Eating her protein goo. It's fine.
She makes it look delicious.
Makes it look delicious. You want to have that real kind of sensual moment with real life Trinity, whatever her real name is.
Mm-hmm.
But here's why Trinity makes number five. Is because after you have that sweet, touching moment with Trinity in real life, of real love with Trinity, then you can load up whatever program you want in like that loading mainframe of the Matrix where you're not really in the Matrix, but you're also not in the real world.
You're like virtual reality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can do whatever you want in a very safe way, in any way you want to do it.
That's awesome.
There's one downfall to this.
No, there isn't.
Somebody has to be monitoring you in the real world.
That is very true.
You could put, I mean, that, you know what?
You hang a sock on the monitor.
Yeah. We'll let you know when we're done.
You know, at that point, it's like, hey, why don't you come on back and give me an hour. Come on back.
Just pick someone who's voyeuristic.
Yeah, or you'd be like, look, dude, Morpheus, I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to watch it, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
We're here to save the world.
Who isn't doing that?
Right?
In the real world. Like, who isn't? I'm sure there's just, like, you watch mine, I watch yours.
Yeah.
We're just keeping it safe,
I'm quite
bro.
Certain the dudes that monitor the Matrix, they're like, at any point, they could just be like, and I wonder what's going on in this. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? Like, fine. If they want to watch us get the thing on, that's fine, man. Whatever.
Let's call it the thing from now on.
Let's call it the thing.
Yeah. Get the thing on.
Like, let's get the thing on here.
So Trinity makes the list.
Definitely.
Both for the real life love,
mm-hmm.
but also getting freaky in the Matrix.
Yeah, and like what she picks every time she like goes into the Matrix.
Yeah,
like, God damn, what are you trying to do? Turn everybody on, right? Trinity? That's all you want
to
do?
You're trying to be real subtle in the Matrix, yeah. Right?
See, but I just think it's adorable that you say, this, I want to have that real-life love.
Our bunk. Yeah. In the spaceship.
I mean, that's when we're talking about the action heroes here, oftentimes you're not going to be allowed or afforded the opportunity for the real-life love.
Yeah, or getting to know them for very long. Like, most of the time, these characters are like, we're just on a mission together.
Yeah.
I guess we should just do it, you know?
Right.
You got to throw yourself into that world.
There's going to be some of that coming at you real soon.
Oh.
But right now, I want to know both sides of Trinity.
Sure. You want to know what love feels like for once in your
goddamn
life. I want
to know what love is.
Okay. Whitney, why don't you give us your number five?
My number five, and again, I'm really bad with names, but it's Chris Pratt's character in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Star-Lord!
Star-Lord! Oh my gosh. Just Chris Pratt all the time in any role, pretty much.
We're talking characters here. You gotta be specific.
Yeah, okay, but specifically, this character got that bangin' bod, so hot. Also has a great sense of humor. Mm-hmm. You know? Key. Mm-hmm. He's like a dream boy.
He is.
In space. He's Dream Star-Lord. I don't feel like, how else do I explain this other than it would be perfect?
I think it's great, too, that the difference of Chris Pratt in Star-Lord and also Jurassic Park versus his physique in the beginning of Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec, yeah.
It's like, somebody's becoming a movie star.
Yeah, yeah. By the end of Parks and Rec, though, you're just like, Andy. Andy? Whoa.
Wow. All of a sudden,
such a karate man.
He and Aubrey Plaza all of a sudden become a much more handsome couple.
Yeah.
No, that's a great, great pick. He almost made my list.
Really?
No. But
He's so hot.
We were just talking about beforehand, like, if John Hamm was an action star, he would have made my list.
Oh, there we go.
All right, yeah.
There Hamm can be an action star.
Also, what's that?
He probably will be an action star at some point.
There was a rumor he was going to be the next Iron Man if Robert Downey Jr. was going to retire from that
role.
That
would be pretty cool.
Would be pretty cool. But back to Star-Lord. He also has great taste in music.
He does.
He can take you around the universe.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of zero gravity that happens in that movie, which I think would be a very sexy time. I don't know how it would work.
I agree with you for much of the encounter, shall we say. However... both you and he don't have to abide by the rules of gravity, but neither do the things that your body produce.
Oh.
Which is a significantly less fun time.
Yeah, we'd be like, okay, so there's just sploosh everywhere now.
Well, like, you finish up, and you're like, oh man, that was great. Yeah, I'm going to go take a shower. And then you come back, like, and as you say, it's like, wop, 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 like, into your hair. Like,
Well, it could just go everywhere, though. You know, like, weeks later, you're going to be like, what is this? You know, when you're, like, scrubbing, you know, we've all been there. You're like, why? What is, damn it.
But it could be anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's, I agree. Zero gravity, super cool for a lot of that.
You make a good point. You make a very valid point.
But you want to make sure that gravity gets turned down in a controlled fashion shortly after.
Yeah, because you also don't want to be like on the ceiling,
right?
And then you die. You know, like that doesn't sound like a fun
finishing
move.
No one wants
that.
And I know you said splooge everywhere, but I heard sploosh, and I thought that was the least sexy term for coming I've ever heard. Like,
I think I did say like a. Sploogey sploosh. I don't even.
Sploogey sploosion.
Something
well, Shamu
in between.
Was there, so.
Sure. Yeah. Of course. Like I'm gonna sploosh.
No.
I also followed up with here we go whenever I said.
Yeah. Here we go. What's your number four?
Yeah. My number four. Here we go. It's.
He's about to sploosh.
I'm about to sploosh right now. It's Chloe. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Fraser from Uncharted.
You're picking a lot that I don't know.
You mean? Never mind.
Chloe, the sexy, exotic-looking woman with a British accent.
Yes, she's tall, dark, and handsome.
In what? In Uncharted?
Uncharted, it's a video game series.
No!
Hold on!
You're
about
to get
a
sploosh.
Is this a movie?
It's TV, video games, and movies, yo!
No, I specifically wanted it to be movie so that I could relate to any of these characters.
It's okay. I'm about to show you a picture. As I'm telling you about it, because then you'll see.
Are all of your characters from video games?
No, god damn it! I just said Mallory Kane. No, this is my only video game pick, and I'm trying to think of a good picture here. But I picked her just because she would take me all over the world and raid tombs, and we would barely escape with our lives from getting shot at by Nazis and other bad people. Sorry, I can't do two things at once.
What time period is this?
Modern day.
Modern day?
There you go. There's some of that.
Oh, dang.
Oh, dang.
Oh, and here's a picture of her, like, going in for a kiss.
Yeah, that's right. She's all about Nathan Drake, man.
She is very sexually forward as well.
This is very similar to one of my characters that I picked.
She's a very assertive and confident woman, which, of course, those are sexy traits to have.
Yeah. Sexy traits to have. And I just imagine, like, you know, like I was saying, we barely escape with our life and we collapse back into our safe house, and then things just start getting freaky.
Things heat up.
So you wait all the time until you get back to the safe house.
I mean, or wait, maybe we're lying, maybe we're hiding, and the people are, we could see them all around.
Rephrase, not maybe, you are hiding.
Okay, here we go. We're hiding, and we think it's safe, and then one of us accidentally brushes against the other, and we look at each other, and then Marvin Gaye starts playing in the background, mm-hmm. You know, he's there too. And then things just start getting hot and heavy, and then I sploosh everywhere.
God, Wes, you are a woman's wet dream, my friend. God,
that is right.
You should write erotic stories.
I mean, I've written a few. They haven't sold.
As she gently brushes upon my leg, I sploosh to Marvin Gaye.
I have heard that Wes is quite the ladies' man.
Oh. Well, you have heard wrong.
I don't know. I heard it from Wes, so I feel like it's a pretty reputable source.
You've got three more picks from Wes to finalize
that
judgment.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
You go right ahead.
That's my number four.
In the meantime, in the meantime, I may not be a ladies' man, but I'll tell you what. This gentleman on the list may make me a man's man.
Who is it?
Oh, boy.
Because Wes and I had, before we knew that you were becoming on the podcast, we were discussing what the potential top five might be this week. And it involved men on the list, so it was kind of on my mind. So as I'm thinking about action stars, I was like, God, who could I just not resist? If this man came up to me and I just couldn't say no. And here is a dark horse pick, and I'll tell you who this is. His name is Duncan MacLeod. You know who that is?
Who is that?
That's the dude from Highlander, the television series.
Whoa.
What? And I will tell you what. Wesley, bring up a picture of Duncan. And it's not Aaron Paul. It's Adrian Paul.
Wait, so this
Paul.
List can include characters from TV?
TV?
Yeah,
video games?
Okay,
and
well,
movies.
You know, I
Welcome
did this list.
Welcome to the podcast, madam. Welcome. I'm glad that Wes informed you so well. Wes, we've only done this podcast about 150 times.
Yeah,
Wes
yeah.
is still struggling with the fact that every single week we say this podcast is based on television, video games,
I got
and movies.
That. He actually said that, but I didn't know that our top five was.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you why Duncan MacLeod is all upon there. Duncan MacLeod, A... He is immortal.
Okay.
So he's been around for quite some time. You got to think the guy... What is... Hold on a second. Wes just gave me a face as if he looked it up and did not approve of the pick.
It's a weird spelling. That's what I was making the
Adrian
face at.
Adrian Paul is the name of the actor.
Well, I just looked up Duncan MacLeod.
No, Adrian Paul, dude.
No.
You
look.
Only told Ooh. Him Duncan MacLeod.
That's Adrian Paul.
Whitney's on my side.
Yeah,
here.
No.
Just said it's not Aaron Paul. It is Adrian Paul.
Yeah, we weren't listening.
That's your own fault.
Okay, he's a very handsome man.
I don't know
about this face right here.
That's a bad face.
There's a picture of him sticking his tongue out oddly.
Give that a swipe right there. So
yeah,
this
swipe
guy,
right on that.
I just can't get behind this.
You know what? Y'all are a bunch of assholes.
Is he a samurai?
No, he's an immortal. He's got a sword fight to protect his life. Because the only way you kill an immortal is cutting off their heads. So everyone dies via sword
Why
fight.
Why does he have a samurai sword if
because
he's a Highlander?
Because samurai swords are the best swords,
Is this
dude?
From the 90s?
Yes, it's from the 90s. It is from the golden era of everything.
No, I just can't get behind this
well,
guy.
That's too bad, because let me tell you why you should be behind
You can have him all to yourself.
Not a problem, madam. There's more than enough to go around just for me. This is why he's awesome. He is immortal, A. B, he has decapitated several foes with a samurai sword.
And that gets you going?
Let me rephrase. Does it not get you going?
All right, like, I'm not going to argue that.
Hey, baby, I know we got a
date. I concede.
Just give me 1 second. I got to pop out in this parking lot and chop this fucking guy's head off.
This guy's in parking lots cutting people's heads off?
I mean, it happens where it happens, yo.
Man, I just don't know.
Immortal, the life of an immortal
I just
is...
I think this guy's too sexy from what you
So what's going to happen?
Hanging out in parking lots with a samurai sword?
Cutting people's heads.
Weird dude.
What we've done right now, we've touched on the action side. What we've not touched on is the fact that the guy is several hundred years old.
Is that why he has a gnarly ponytail?
I mean, it's a hot ponytail. There's nothing to be said about that.
No, it's just not.
That means that this guy has been around the ladies for so I'm pitching him to you right now.
Yeah, I know, but you're a man too. So like, why would you want someone who's skilled with the ladies?
Because he's good with all folks, one would at this time.
I mean, when you've lived hundreds of years, you kind of want to experiment a little bit.
This guy knows. This guy knows his way around around love. Shall we say?
Sure.
He knows his way around. He's also an art collector / dealer. He is a cultured man. He's not all about decapitating dudes in parking lots.
But when the need arises.
But the need does arise, because as we all know, there can be only one.
That's right.
There can be only one. That is the lure of the lore of the Highlander.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? These two may not be on board, but I'll tell you right now. Anyone else looks up a picture of Adrian Paul, like, goddamn, that is one sexy, cultured man.
You're going to be like, this is a weird 90s ninja, like white ninja. That's what he looks like.
You say that you put the word weird in there.
Yeah, I would definitely describe his face as weird.
I'm sorry, I do have to agree with Whitney about his unfortunate ponytail.
Yeah.
Although his long locks, when they're set free, they do look pretty good.
Okay, I guess we're just living on different pages.
That's fine. I'm going to be polite right now and say that's fine. And not mercilessly attack everyone in my presence.
We're all just sharing opinions, Steve.
That's fine.
Yeah. It's no big deal.
It's not my fault that yours are wrong.
That's the exact line I give to everybody else. Okay, my number four is, obviously, Christian Bale, Batman.
I thought you were going to say Duncan MacLeod.
Duncan MacLeod.
You changed my mind.
Let me tell you about Duncan MacLeod.
No, I mean Batman, just like one of the sexiest characters in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
Always, forever.
I don't know. He only wears black.
Black
it's
is slimming.
Slimming, sexy, and he blends in with the night.
I can't even pretend to not like Batman.
Yeah,
I know, exactly. I'm so right, I don't even have to defend myself.
here's
which Christian Bale Batman?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I think he's the sexiest of the Batman.
Batman.
Well, he's definitely the most ripped of the Batman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and just in so many ways. He also plays Bruce Wayne really well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the great things and sexiest things about that character is that he has such duality. You know, like, I personally am very attracted to people that are mysterious, have a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
Have, you know, like, you never know what you're going to get. So you could be in a thing with Batman and you're like, today am I getting Batman or am I getting Bruce Wayne? You know, mm-hmm. Are we going to be on a yacht? Are we going to be in an alleyway making out?
So he trusts you enough to let you know that he's Batman.
Oh, I'm Catwoman in this scenario.
Oh,
why weren't you guys caught on to that?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, look at me. I am Catwoman forever and always. Mm-hmm. Batman is my ideal man. It's going to happen someday. I think about it a lot.
So would you rather have sex with Bruce Wayne or Batman?
No, that's the thing. It's equal to me.
Okay.
But
really?
Only Bruce Wayne that is Batman. Like, you can't disconnect that. I find the idea of having sex with Bruce Wayne really sexy because there's this secret that maybe he thinks he's keeping from me. Mm-hmm. But I know, you know? Or, like, even if I don't know, it's still really sexy because there's just this secret or this, like, thing that he's holding back, you know?
What if it gets, like, really weird, like, you, Whitney, are having sex with Bruce Wayne? Mm-hmm. But then you as Catwoman are having sex with Batman.
Yes.
But neither of you know that each other
is. Yes, there's nothing hotter than that. You just described the ideal situation. That's what it should start out as. And then, you know, like, you know, there's some drama.
You know.
Someone finds out, really, like, intense love fest happens as a result, you mm-hmm. know. Definitely on a rooftop in Gotham. That's my dream.
Oh, definitely. After, like, punching each other out a little bit.
Yeah, you, well, like, accidentally, a mask is ripped off, oh, you know, yeah. Both of them simultaneously. You're like, oh, my gosh, kiss me.
That's exactly how it would go down.
God, yeah. You should be a screenwriter. Oh, my gosh, kiss me.
What I watched, like, a recent Pan movie, Peter Pan movie, ugh, last night. It was not good.
It's awful.
The writing was terrible.
It's horrendous.
Yeah.
You're talking about Pan, and it's fucking awful, and we're not going to spend any more time on it, because it's
good.
Awful.
Good, let's go. Let's move on. You're four, or you're three. We're on three now.
My three. I'm going with Celine from Underworld. Kate Beckinsale's
character. Oh, hell yeah.
Can't go wrong with Kate Beckinsale.
Hell yeah.
Yes, both of you agree.
Total stamp of approval. Now, describe how this goes down.
Yeah.
Well, see, why I picked her is because...
My hand gently brushes on her leg. Marvin Gaye begins.
She's like, let me make you immortal. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, I'm trying not to sploosh everywhere.
I just already splooshed. I picked her just because she is so sexy in those films. And, like, just the gothic look about her and her sharpness. And, like, she's just leather clad and good Lord.
She's so pale. There's something, like, very sexy about the black and white thing going on. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. But very vibrant blue eyes, right?
Yes, right? Yes. And she's like such a fierce warrior, mm-hmm. you know?
Paint the scenario. Paint the picture, my friend.
Oh, you know, this is what I'm best at, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, werewolves attack my apartment. She bursts in through the windows and fights them off. And
why are you always the damsel in distress?
Because
this is sweet, you know? He gets to choose his own love.
Well, I was not the damsel in distress in the Chloe scenario.
Oh, wait.
I mean, I was shooting people. You didn't say that.
You didn't say that.
I didn't say she was shooting people either.
I automatically assumed she saved you.
Well, he's picking very strong women.
Yes. That's right.
That's true.
That's right. So she bursts in.
Wes, I'll save you.
And then she brushes against my leg. Marvin Gaye plays. And then she makes me her thrall. And then
yes. Her thrall?
I don't know. We have sex.
I don't know how else
Wait,
to say
Wait, what was thrall?
I was trying to think of a vampiric term. But like, that's when Dracula
would
make people under his control so mm-hmm. he could do whatever he wanted with them. I don't think Kate Beckinsale can do that.
It's not Kate Beckinsale. It's Celine.
Celine. I don't think Celine can do that. So she'll just be a strong woman who will show me the ropes, because she's hundreds of years old as well. She's probably learned some things.
She can't resist you, right?
She cannot.
Yeah.
Especially because I'm part lichen. Did I mention that in the scenario?
Of course you are. Because the werewolves attacked when she did. So you got, like, it was simultaneous. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'm basically Scott Speedman's role in the first Underworld.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's
Great
basically
choice.
Who I am.
Great choice.
Mm-hmm. Plus Marvin Gaye.
Plus Marvin Gaye's there.
Got it.
And
perfect.
A whole bunch of sploosh.
Just unbelievable. Great. Can't wait to see it.
Fantastic.
Man, is anybody else hot in here?
Number three.
Yes.
Surprise pick.
Mm.
I am going with another, and I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I'm going mid-90s again.
Okay.
I'm taking a trip back. We're going with Xena, however you want to say it. Xena Warrior Princess.
Totally.
Xena. Oh, no, not. Okay. Xena Warrior Princess.
Yes. Got I'm it. Not doing the other Xena. Xena,
whatever.
However you want to say it.
Okay.
I say Xena.
I can get behind that.
This is why I'm going with Xena Warrior Princess. Look, everyone, I get it. She is a notorious, like, lesbian, like, pro-lesbian character.
Is she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge.
I've never seen...
Yes.
I don't know.
She is, her, because she has her, like, her Robin, you know, her female Robin, like, mm-hmm. widely thought for a long time that they were, like, lovers together or that sort of thing. Like, she was just empowering for women, and, like, very,
cool.
Like, very much adopted by the lesbian community, that sort of thing.
And it was confirmed that they were lovers, like, in the later seasons of the show, it was confirmed.
Oh, is that right?
Okay.
Yeah, and, like, she was never she was never like, you know, like if a king or prince or whatever, you know, was after her, she had zero interest in it. Like she was,
yeah,
she was for herself and for her people, and that's, you know, whatever. Like,
so in this scenario, are you a woman?
I am not a woman. However, I am the exception for Xena.
Oh,
I see.
What a tasty little tidbit of that story.
Basically, I'm going to put myself in the uh-huh. West role right now.
Yes.
Xena is, she is, I mean, it's in the name. She is a warrior princess, mm-hmm. and she kicks enormous amounts of ass.
Mm-hmm. So much ass.
So much ass. And I too, imagine myself in some sort of, I'm like, my village is being raided, sort of thing. And Xena comes flying in,
yes.
with her, like, razor frisbee that she throws around.
Yep, yep.
Doing her crazy call and whatever. And she's like, you know, there's some whatever, like, some sort of monster thing right in front of me. Xena comes in, and I don't know, like, whatever Xena does to monsters, the frisbee thing comes flying, hits it, like kicks it through the window.
Yeah, she kills it.
And then for some reason, Xena looks at me. I'm like, Xena, warrior princess. Like, thank you for saving me. And you know, Xena's like, you know what? I'm gonna kick your ass. And like,
oh.
And Xena will talk about like being dominated by a strong woman, like Xena, warrior princess, like.
Yes.
We are going to make the love. Oh, yeah. And it is going to be aggressive.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's going to be aggressive. And there will be
challenges.
Well,
she's such a good outfit for it, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just like she walks in and you're like, God, take me.
Like, I imagine, like, Xena Warrior Princess being like, she's like, wear my outfit. I'm like, fuck you, Xena Warrior Princess. I will not. And then that, like, and then similar to the Batman tussle, similar to the Celine, aka Beckinsale. There's a bit of a tussle, and I'm like, that's, oh my god, Xena Warrior Princess. Mm-hmm. Am I the only man to have scaled this mountain? And then, like, and I am not a smoker. But damn it, we will have some sort of like medieval cigarette.
Oh yeah,
after we are done.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
post-coital Xena cigarette is what we will have.
Yeah, her brand of cigarettes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, so that the conquering of the mountain that is Xena Warrior Princess.
Oof.
Respect.
My number three.
I respect that.
Thank
nice.
You.
Nice. Good pick. Okay. Now you could have thrown in her love mate as well. Had yourself a little.
I am just one man, Wes.
That's true. That's true. Okay.
I am only one man.
That was your number three.
Okay.
Adam, your number three.
My number three is Professor X from the new X-Men. James
McAvoy.
McAvoy. Mm-hmm. His portrayal.
Now, is this pre or post?
You know, honestly, I feel like with his power, he could do anything he wanted.
I never thought of this.
So you're just looking for, like, mental stimulation.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say I would prefer pre, you know, but then at the same time, he's Professor X. I just think, like, what a hot character, especially James McAvoy's take on him.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and also his power, he could do crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Just physically or mentally. The whole time, you know, like,
is he can he move stuff with his mind?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's both.
Are we talking Professor X pre or post balding?
Pre-balding. Definitely pre-balding.
Okay. Pre-balding.
So we're talking a mobile.
And not just pre-balding, pre-bald. Like, in those movies, it goes from like 0 to 60.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. It's one or the other. So
yes.
We're talking a full head of hair.
Yes. James McAvoy. Specifically James McAvoy.
Okay.
Well,
yeah. Okay. So. He's walking.
He's walking.
He's haired.
He's sashaying.
Walking,
well, not
sashaying,
but he's just super sexy in those movies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are
he's
you?
He's such a leader. I love it.
Are you? Oh, he's throwing a leader in there. The leader.
He's such He's just.
He's got
confidence. Yeah, he's got confidence. He's got the ability to lead people. Tell us about it, Sammy.
Sammy's all about Professor X.
Yeah, that's right.
Sammy, I know, right?
But Professor X, he's leaderly. He'll
he's
tell you what
leaderly,
to do.
Yeah. He will tell you what to do.
Whoa. Hey.
I just feel like he could do so many things, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just can't even imagine. I want to get down with some mutants.
like, good Lord, the problem here is he might be able to do so many things.
Yeah.
He might be able to go back.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think I would. I don't think I'd be able to. Because, like, can you imagine anything better than, like, he could put you just mentally in a different physical location.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, while you're just, like, mind is being blown, you know?
Yeah.
I just can't even, I don't even
things,
know what that'd be like.
It's one of those things where, like, hey, man, yeah, we hooked up last night, and I thought we had a really good time. And then Professor X is like, yeah, I took all of the cells out of her body. And then we flew around the world, and then I put all the cells back, but slightly different.
It's like, yeah. But one at a time, and she felt it.
It's like, yeah, I think yours was maybe a little bit better.
I brought her to the limits of her capacity for pleasure, and she almost passed away. But I brought her back from the brink. Like, okay, dude, like,
okay,
I almost made the girl come.
Like, it was
but
the
then
almost
she brushed
okay.
my leg in Marvin Gaye played. Thanks,
yeah, so
Professor
that's why Professor X. And the only thing I would worry about is that, like, he would just kill me. Like, I would just, my brain would be blown.
Sure.
And I would die.
I think he was good enough to, like I said, like, bring it to the brink,
yeah,
and then pull you back.
He's in control. He's Professor X, you know?
And you know
that's what
we love
about him.
You know he's going to grow up to be Sir Patrick Stewart, and he's not a bad-looking older man.
Totally true. You know,
oh, yeah.
You make a very good point, sir.
Mm-hmm.
If someone were to tell me right now, like, look, you are going to look like Patrick Stewart when you grow up, or are there any other options? I will choose. I will look like Patrick Stewart when
I
grow up.
Mm-hmm. Or you can gamble with your own face. It's never that.
No. Nope.
I would choose anyone else's.
Yeah, I will take Patrick Stewart, no doubt.
Yeah.
It's a good pick.
It's interesting because, like, Sir Patrick Stewart has a gigantic nose, but it's like a very proud, regal nose.
It's,
you know,
also,
what I mean?
Like older men, like, it's just been growing.
It's
like,
true.
Yeah.
Noses grow.
Noses do grow.
Yes.
So my number two.
Tell us.
I think I've talked about it on here before, maybe once before. I want to do Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica.
Well, of course you do.
Show us this, because I really have no friends.
Okay, so I pulled up a shot. It is the female. It's not the dude smoking a weird cigar.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Played by Katie Sackhoff. Starbuck is a great, badass female character who can party it up with the dudes. And I have to assume is just a wild animal in the sack. Because, let's face it, if you've watched the show, girl's got some issues.
Yes.
And she will work those out in the sack. So,
yeah, and this, we're not talking about getting into long-term relationships with people.
Mm-mm.
We're talking about one night of the sweet, sweet love.
One night of pleasure.
One night of pleasure.
Oh, it won't be sweet.
This is awesome. She looks super badass.
Yeah.
It's mostly because she's super badass.
She's a super badass.
Okay, that's the thing I missed.
That's the main spot. That's the main spot right there.
Now it all makes sense.
Yeah.
And
she also shows her boobs in the Vin Diesel movie.
Ah, but that's Katie Sackhoff. That's not true. Starbuck.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, if you want to see Starbuck's boobs, look at a movie that doesn't have Starbuck in it, and you'll see him.
Yeah, I think she was the first person who I thought of when we started thinking of this list.
But she's on two, so that's interesting.
She is just gorgeous, badass, and probably a freak in the sack.
Totally.
The thing is, to be semantical with you, I don't think that she is gorgeous.
Okay.
I think that she is sexy as hell.
Okay.
But I don't think she's a gorgeous woman.
There is definitely a difference.
Big difference.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. I'll take sexy as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially for this list, sexy as hell. That's what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. So that's my number two, Starbuck. Battlestar Galactica.
So you're there you are in the belly of the Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, she just came back from saving my life. Yeah.
We know what happens next.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye's
there.
Yeah, yeah,
there we go. Got it, Starbuck. Yeah. Enjoy
well, you keep choosing these women that are just, like, insanely powerful. And, you know, if you're in trouble, I can see why you'd be like, I'm going to let you take care of this. I'll just be over here with my dick waiting.
That's exactly how I treat life.
Oh. I'll be here with my dick. waiting.
Oh, man. Few minutes on that latte. I'll be over here with my dick.
Waiting.
Which brings me to my number two. Number two, I'm very glad that you brought up Professor X, because I kind of brought up, I'm bringing up the female equivalent of Professor X. Give me a little Jean Grey / Phoenix.
Ooh, man. / Phoenix.
Let me tell you why. It's very much for the similar reasons that were just stated. And of course, it's almost impossible to go wrong here. Because the one that comes to my mind immediately, of course, is the Famke Johnson.
We'll never know.
The crazy name.
Yes.
Yeah,
She is a gorgeous woman.
Yes.
She is gorgeous. However, the new Phoenix / Jean Grey, it's the girl from Game of Thrones, the redhead from Game of Thrones.
What?
Yeah. Saoirse Ronan?
In what?
In the new X-Men. That's who she is.
In the one that's about to come out?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're not... No, it's not... Whatever name you just said, that is not what her name is. That's the wrong name.
Are you sure? I know who you're talking about, though. Yes. The redhead from Game of Thrones.
So, there's no going wrong in the physical regard of that. Beautiful, beautiful women. No, no doubt. But I'm thinking Famke. And
yes. I can see why. Mm-hmm. I definitely can see why you would choose
her. So, I mean... There's some. It's somewhat similar to Starbuck, where she's a little bit crazy. Not, you know, there's a couple of screws loose, sort of deal. Like Jean Grey has more than a couple of screws loose. Jean Grey is on the cusp of literally destroying the world.
A progressive decline, though.
Yes,
because at the very beginning, you know, like it depends on where you're gonna say. You're going to be like...
Hop on board that train?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... So, I mean, there's something about Jean Grey. It's like, what I'm thinking is Jean Grey, just used her powers against Cyclops. Just, smashed him against a rock. She is, I'm just like, some fucking dude walking down the street.
What?
And I see two mutants and it's like, but Jean, I love you. No, what? You know, she does this, energy... balloon thing, smash him against a rock sort of thing. He's out cold, and I'm just eating a Snickers bar. So it's just me. I'm like, holy shit. She turns to me, her eyes are literally on fire, and she turns, I'm like, she does this slow, seductive walk towards me. So I drop my Snickers bar.
No, half of your Snickers bar falls off. Yeah. Just holding it.
Half of it falls out of your mouth.
Yeah. As she walks towards me, you're waiting for her to do something, and as she gets right next to me, I grab the front of her super suit thing, and I grab it, I pull her close, and I kiss her, and she's like, "What?" The fire recedes from her eyes a little bit. I'm like, yeah.
That's right, Jean Grey.
And then she flies me into space, and we're like...
You guys were doing it in space? I love it.
But we're in this bubble thing that she has,
created. Whoa!
God. And it's
so true. She's so powerful.
She's so powerful, man.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where...
So you're talking about, very late Jean Grey Phoenix.
Yeah, I'm talking...
Yeah, where she's just, batshit crazy.
Yeah, on the cusp.
Okay.
Where, there is a 99.9% chance that if she... she either kills me, maims me, or pays me no mind in a very sarcastic kind of way.
Yeah.
But I just, in some way, I hit that 0.1%, and we're having space sex.
Yes!
Nice.
And then when I'm done, she instantly transports me, back to, my apartment. I'm like...
Yeah, Snickers and all.
Yeah, the full Snickers.
Yes.
And, as I'm sitting down, and then there is, a smack on my ass. What was that real? And I look at the Snickers, swap. I'm like, Jean Grey.
That has got to be one of the best sex scenarios that I've ever heard.
It's just, I don't want some sort of huge backstory to me. I just want to be the dude that I missed my ride and I just happen to walk in on the 0.1% chance that Jean Grey wants to do me.
Yep.
And so
right after
do.
She and Cyclops are fighting. It's a really fiery time come across someone, you know.
And this means that a year later that Cyclops is going to show up at my door and be like, hey, dude, Did you fuck Jean Grey? I'd be like, totally, yeah. Dude! High five! And then I'll probably get, like, Cyclops blasted to death. But you know what? That's fine.
Worth it?
I'll tell you, totally worth
SpaceX?
It.
SpaceX? No one would believe you.
And I got my Snickers bar back?
Oh, shit, man. It's a win-win.
Dude, that's a win. I'll take it.
Man, SpaceX will always be worth it.
Right? As long as you're in some sort of protective bubble.
Yeah, if she burned your dick off afterwards, it'd still be worth it, I feel
mean,
like.
Well, you don't have a dick, but...
Yeah, you had SpaceX, man.
To be fair, pretty much worth it.
Yeah.
So Jean Grey / Phoenix, number two.
Love it. All right, you ready for mine?
I'm ready.
Ooh, man, I'm sitting down. Let's go.
Finn.
Ooh.
This is where Finn slides in.
Yeah?
Zing.
Whoa.
Well, yeah, so.
Really?
Yeah, totally. I don't know what it was about him in the movie, but he stole it for me. He was so good. And the character, too, just, like, so intriguing.
But what about him was sexy to you, though?
I think what is sexy to me is I could just imagine being in love with him.
Okay.
You know, like, not exactly, because I don't look at him and I'm like, oh, my God. But actually, I kind of do. I follow him on Instagram and I'm like, oh, man, you're just, he looks kind of young. Like, he's got this, like, young quality.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like in like, 2 years, he's going to be Denzel Washington.
Sure.
Okay. So you're trying to buy low right now.
You're trying to
buy low on
Finn. He just hasn't done anything else. He'll probably, like, take over my top five at some point. I just want to be in love with Finn, I think. And I just want to have, like, passionate, beautiful, sexy times with Finn in his, like, confused stormtrooper state. I don't know.
So you're in control during the sexy time?
I don't know.
He's so confused in his stormtrooper
outfit.
We're
just in love. I don't know. Also, maybe this comes from, like, me deeply wishing that I could be Rey, you know? Because what a great time, you know? And they're obviously in love.
Mm-hmm.
But he loves her so much. And is it bad that I just want to, like, bone somebody that loves me that much?
Yes, that's terrible.
No.
Feelings,
but that's why. I think that's where the sexy comes from. It's like, he's just so in love with her. And if that was, like, towards me, I feel like the sex would be amazing.
I think it's very interesting that you say he's so in love with her.
Because he is.
The romantic inclination between the two.
Is there, but
sure.
Totally it's not like.
But we're not talking like a Nicholas Sparks something here. We're like,
yeah.
It's like, I will crawl over.
See, but I get so into action movies. Like, I don't really watch Nicholas Sparks.
Oh, well, you're missing out.
Am I?
Best
no, I don't watch any
movies ever.
But Bruce to Willis. Me, this is like the height of, like, what would be sexy. It would be like being stuck in this crazy universe, and you both just have these, like, crazy talents for fighting crime and fighting evil. And oh, wait, this sweet man is just in love with you, and you're gonna fight the Empire. And you're going to, like, try to find each other. And he's going to wake up from his coma right when you come back, all charged up with your Jedi powers. And he's going to be like, Rey, I've missed you. I just can't, you guys. I'm just really getting invested in this.
Wow, a single tear just rolled down your cheek.
No, it didn't. One would hope.
Okay, so a departure from our very strong,
yes,
assertive characters,
mm-hmm,
to a more innocent action love.
Yes, and innocence is definitely a quality here, mm-hmm, you know? I think just, like, the youthfulness of him. Mm-hmm. He was also really funny in the movie.
Do you think he's a virgin?
Totally.
Ooh, that's interesting, because he was raised as a stormtrooper.
He was.
From as a little kid.
Yeah,
right?
And, like, it's not like they're like, hey, yep, go have fun, go get wild, kids.
I'm on shore leave.
And also, don't forget, SpaceX.
SpaceX, totally true.
Totally true.
SpaceX on the Millennium Falcon, like, just want to.
Why, so Chewbacca can watch you?
There's so many nooks and crannies in the Millennium Falcon.
There are.
Yeah.
I would want to, the space I would want to claim, mm-hmm, would be the gunner.
Turret.
Yeah, the turret.
Yeah, totally. That's the place to do it. I agree 100%.
Very sexy. That chair, it moves a lot.
It sure does.
Cool, man.
You guys know what I mean?
I do.
I don't, but I'll pretend like I do.
Suit number two was
Finn. Finn.
All right, so I realized that I have nothing but strong, assertive women on my list. But that's because, like, we're talking about action heroes.
Yeah.
Kids. Like, there's not a lot of...
There are very few women that are, like, really sexy in movies that are not, like, very strong.
Sure.
I
completely disagree.
No, I meant in action movies.
Correct.
Like, yeah. Generally, that's where they throw a lot of the sexy that they want women to have. I do think, like, Indiana Jones, you have the, like... In Raiders of the Lost Ark, she's like not
Marion.
Yeah, Marion. She's like powerful, but very much like relying on Indiana Jones. So I could say that one's a different one. And
because half the movie, half of her lines are Indiana.
Yeah,
Jones.
So we're gonna continue with that trend. As my number one is Black Widow.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Steve, tell us what all these weird noises mean.
That? It's not a wrong pick.
It's the right pick.
It's not
very
a wrong
sexy.
Pick.
That's one time. Okay, I don't know what movie or whatever, but she like they're fighting in a hallway or something, and she like slides down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that move blew my mind.
She's flexible.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one.
That is
a huge factor.
Confident, a redhead, assertive, and here's why she's my number one. We could have a lot of fun role-playing games out in the real world. Exactly. She's got all that undercover training down. I with my acting and improv
there
training.
There you go.
God,
she has all those fun outfits.
Fun outfits, and she's like,
she can
fun
switch
spy
out.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's my number one. Plus, she looks a lot like Scarlett Johansson.
And whether you're a boob or a butt guy, bases are covered.
She's got them both.
Yeah. You cannot go wrong with Scarlett Johansson. She's just like a banging bitch.
A banging bitch.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying it's the easy pick.
It's the
Have
right
any
pick.
Of these been hard?
Yeah.
Like, who am I going to bone? I'm just going to pick them out of my favorite movies.
My number one, Sansa Stark.
Yeah.
It's not a bad pick.
Could be great.
I mean, actually,
not for an action hero.
Wait, Sansa's... Yeah. She's the one you were saying is going to be...
Yes.
Which I'm not 100% behind.
All right, so what's the setup here? How are you doing, Black Widow? How does this go down?
Well, I feel like I'm going to be her mark at first. Like, she
That's sexy, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So she has to come on to me. But then, like, I charm her so badly.
Nice. Yeah. You're already starting right now.
Using my words.
My big boy words.
And so maybe her original mission was to, you know, slip me a drug so I, like, pass out and fall asleep. But instead, she actually... takes me all the way. We go back to my hotel room and we...
Takes you all the way. So she takes you back to your hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
And then she like ties you to the bed or something?
No, what happens is a bunch of dudes come out of nowhere to attack her.
Dudes?
She beats them like a bad guys.
Okay, I heard dudes. I don't know. I was confused.
Bunch of dudes walk in. The bad guys, because they know she's Black Widow, so they're going to want to get her. So she beats them all off, and I'm like that.
Sexually or?
Yeah, exactly. They sploosh everywhere. So as she beats them off and...
God, yeah, use your words. Use your words better. Use them better.
She beats him up.
There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
We know where your head's at. We get it.
Exactly. And then the adrenaline's so high with both of us, we just look at each other from across the room, and then we run at each other, lock lips, tear each other's clothes off, hop into the sack, and we have hot spy sex.
Is that what you call your bed?
The sack? Yeah, because I sleep on a burlap sack.
Oh, that's very sexy. So in this scenario, you were also helping her, like, beat up the dudes.
As best I can.
Okay. Well, you know, Wes, if you're, like, an international crime dude, you know, that she has been hired to kill, it's likely you can handle yourself. So give yourself a little credit.
You're right.
You know?
You're right.
Give the screenwriter a little credit.
Yeah.
The editor.
I bet it was very I bet it was very sexy how many dudes you were beating up in this scenario.
How many dudes I was beating up in this scenario? Yeah.
Just getting so many splooshes everywhere.
That's right. So, yeah, I held my own. I beat so many dudes up. And then we, you know, we get to get
sweet, sweet love.
Just make that sweet, sweet love. That's my number one.
Black All right, Wes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, Wes, unfortunately, I think you chose the wrong Avenger.
Oh.
In fact, I think you chose one less Avenger than you should. Because the truth of the matter is, when I'm thinking about, there's no way I could just say no. There's no way I could possibly say no. If Thor and Captain America were to turn to me.
Wait, so you're picking two for your top one?
Yeah, I'm doing a double dip at number one.
Oh my gosh.
Double dip at number one. I have
Thor and Captain America.
I've got a pretty strict no sex with dudes policy. And I hold by that. My wife and I, we've talked about it. And I was like, look, I'm not going to go around sleeping with other dudes. She's like, cool.
I appreciate
Me
that.
Either. I was like, great. We have a common ground. However, I leave the loophole, the caveat, that if, say, I happen to be strolling on a highway, eating a Snickers bar.
Strolling on a highway with all the cars.
Which I am one to do. I'm thinking more like mountain highway.
Okay.
And by highway, I mean two-lane road.
Mm-hmm.
I like how the Snickers is the sexiest candy bar of them all.
It really is.
Or ice cream Snickers.
To be honest, you can put me wherever the hell you want. And if Captain America and Thor came up to me, especially our Chris Evans holding a helicopter to a helipad with his muscles.
Holy shit.
Thor just being Chris Hemsworth style Thor. They happen to roll up and be like, oh my God, what's up, dudes? And they're like, man, you want to go get it on? I'd be like, wow, there's nothing sexy about what's going on right here. But I sure do.
So that's how like a dude on dude scenario works.
I mean,
for like bros, for like bro kind of.
I would like to think that if I were to take the plunge, I would like to think that there would have to be a few more beverages or a few other courtesies exchanged.
Mm.
But the fact of the matter is, I would be so smitten if,
hell yeah,
if Thor and Captain America together decided to just pay some time for me.
Would it be enough, either of them? Like, could it be one of them? Or is it like you definitely want to be double teamed by these dudes?
Now, hold on now.
Dream scenario.
Now, hold on. We never talked about who's
See,
where.
In my mind, you're getting double teamed by these dudes.
That's now, what I thought of too.
See, yeah. Now here's the thing. Here's the twist.
Just that pyramid, that Captain America Thor pyramid.
Now here's the thing. Have you ever fucked a god?
I have not.
I haven't either.
Because
I feel
for the
like
record,
I have
Thor
sometimes.
Is a god. So it's one of those this is where the twist happens. This is where the surprise ending happens. Where you're like, oh my god, there's this tall gangly dude walking down the street and all of a sudden Thor and Captain America are like, hey, let's do this thing. And then the tall gangly kid's like, cool. And then he's like, by the way, joke's on you, motherfuckers. And then I fuck up Thor. That's how I do it.
Wait,
you fuck Thor.
That's how it'd have to go down. That's how it'd have to go down.
Yeah.
Why?
The thing is,
what happens to Captain America? Did you just watch it?
Cap does what Cap does. I don't know what Cap does.
He massages your shoulders.
I mean, that'd feel great. Here's the thing. I didn't really spend a lot of time thinking about the actual quote-unquote nuts and bolts of the situation.
What
I'm really trying to say
what
right
goes
now.
Where?
What I'm trying to say is Captain America and Thor. Them sexy motherfuckers is what I'm saying.
Definitely.
I pictured this whole scenario going down as like a capital A, and you're like that little part that's holding the legs together.
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly what I saw.
They are gentlemen. Thank you very kindly. So we will drink some bourbon, and we will play some cards, and we'll smoke some cigars, and then enjoy some intercourse.
Where some dicks end up, you know? We're not going to worry about it.
That's all for the night to explain as it goes.
There you go.
So you're fucking Thor, and then Captain America's like waiting with his dick over there.
And I'm like, Thor, now beat his ass. Like, and then, I don't know, there'd be a cool fight. I don't know what – I mean, I'm not exactly sure about how this thing's going to go down.
Okay.
All I'm saying – What I'm saying is what I'm saying.
And what I'm saying is
that if I were approached by these two gentlemen, look, gentlemen, this is not really my cup of tea. However, my wife and I have an in-case-of-emergency break glass scenario, and I believe that this is it.
I think it's this like, fits that policy.
This is the one. So, I mean, here we go, kids. Here we go. And we don't know. I don't know what happens. I don't know.
It sounds great.
It sounds like an adventure.
I leave the night of mystery to, and who knows? I mean, maybe Black Widow shows up. Maybe Tony.
You
maybe,
can't just start taking no, I'm, all. No,
and then maybe Finn shows up. And he's like, "What's going on?"
Hey, at least Black Widow is an Avenger. Damn it, she has strict reason to be there. She would know what's going on.
She's
anyway.
Looking for the dudes.
She's looking.
She's like,
oh. I maybe after she. Kills Wes, I may be number two on the hit
list. I'm
just
wondering, like, what part of you she would start banging when you're a part of this pyramid.
I mean, who knows? That's the fun. That's the fun.
Sits on his back.
I'm like, well, I never knew this could be so erotic. Like, but a back sit is, I'm just saying, there's some sexy gentlemen.
Yeah.
They are.
That and sounds like a great scenario.
So I'm saying. So ladies, eat your heart out. Gentlemen, eat your heart out. I'm going to do something with some dudes.
No matter where you end up in that scenario, Steve, it's going to be a great story.
It's a win.
Oh, yeah. At any point.
Mm-hmm. Just saying.
If they're just having sex together and you're just like watching,
yeah.
Sounds great.
Hey, that's a win for me.
Sure. Guys, I watched Thor and Captain America have sex.
Nice.
It was beautiful. It was epic.
It was right after I was in my space bubble with Jean Grey.
I would like to
reemphasize one thing real quick. Going into the day, the top five was going to be top five man crushes. So
I don't remember this conversation, Steve.
I know you don't, Wes. All you remember is, I like Gina Carano. That's
right. And John Hamm.
So
always John Hamm.
So there you go. So putting that in there. Put it in.
Great.
Bold pick.
Great.
It's a little more spicy. A little spicier than Black Widow.
Hey, you know what? It is a little spicier than Black Widow because it's two dudes.
You're right. That's
two
right.
Two for the price of one.
That's right.
I live boldly, Wes.
And one's a god.
And one's a god.
Yeah, it's great.
I could walk out of this night fucking a god.
I should. You know what? If
tonight. Tonight could be the night.
This night.
Maybe they heard the call.
If I could do it all again, I might have put Sif on there, which is Jamie Alexander, I think your name is, in the Thor series. She's Thor's, like, super pretty brunette friend.
Yeah,
who's also a warrior.
She's beautiful.
That'd be a nice pick. Mm-hmm. Too late, my friend.
Too late. I'll just have to stick with Black Widow. But Whitney, what is your number one? Take us home.
My number one is James Bond.
Oh, which?
Yeah.
James Bond, can we ask?
Well, there are many.
There are.
That I would choose.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say Sean Connery.
Mm-hmm.
Not my first. My first would be the most recent, Daniel Craig.
Sure.
But Sean Connery, very close. Pierce Brosnan, very close. Just, I mean, he is a secret agent who is also one of the sexiest humans in the world. You know, like, that's part of his shtick. He's just like, I make panties drop.
That's my favorite line from Dr. No.
Doctor, I make panties drop. Except with a sexy British accent. There's that, too. Like, you cannot go wrong. He's always wearing suits. He's always got these gadgets.
Oh, and you know Q's got some weird sex gadgets that
yes,
they can't show
totally.
In the movies.
Totally, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, James, this is for those nights, you know.
Those nights.
Man, this is my brand of tarts.
It's my go-to voice.
All right, so we're doing Daniel Craig.
Oh, yeah, and I am definitely, like...
Are you
okay,
a Bond
so
girl?
I'm of course I am a Bond girl. They're all Bond girls, right?
Well, not except for the ones in the middle of in between movies.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. And also, there's usually one
money,
or
pennies,
two
not...
people who he sleeps with. That's not the primary girl of the movie.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. No, I would definitely be like the Bond girl of the movie, and I would be.
So it means you get to be dressed fabulously.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, but I'm a secret agent as well.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
CIA, MI6, what's going on?
I'm probably like CIA. Or, no, this is what I'm thinking. I am like
KGB.
Some rogue agency that is just like a world agency. You know, that we're just like, we decide what we think is right, and we have agents that like, make it happen, you know?
Like,
we go where bad guys are and we fuck them up.
Yeah, that's the tagline of your agency.
Yeah.
We go where the bad guys are, and we fuck them right up.
And so I'm, like, on a mission during this, and James Wan and I, like, run into each other. And we're, like, at first, you know, we're, like, at odds. Mm. You know, it's very sexy. Tension's building. And then we find that we have to be on the same side. You know, things change. Mm-hmm. Things change. We're on the same side now.
From enemies to allies.
Enemies to allies. Tension builds. Tension dissipates. You know, suddenly we care about each other. You know, one of us almost dies. It's probably James. I save his life.
Nice.
It's so sexy. And then, yeah. So, and then we end up on an island. You know, at the end of the mission, we, like, touch a plane down on an island.
Clearly.
James Bond is one to do.
Yes. As he is.
I crash on this beautiful deserted island.
Oh, and he has some bikinis for us.
Oh, sorry. We're the only two people on this island.
I guess we don't even need bikinis. Basically, that's, and then we just get it on in the jungle all the time.
Jungle sex all the time.
Jungle sex, beach sex. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking treehouse sex, vine sex.
Sure. You guys build a treehouse. He claims it as his fort.
Yeah, this is mine.
Then we fight over
no
it.
No girls allowed.
Boys rule. Girls drool.
But now, he sneaks you in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He passed all the other boys on the island.
That's right. That's right.
Spider monkeys he lives with.
Oh, yeah.
But that's my top. Like, always, it's been that, like, James Bond has been my number one forever. Like, since I was, like, a wee babe.
Have you seen all or most of the movies?
I have seen almost all the movies. Okay. I haven't seen a couple of just, like, the spotty ones in between. Like, I haven't seen the
Timothy
Majesty's
Dalton ones.
Service. Yeah, I haven't seen, like, Timothy Dalton.
Sure.
There's one guy that's in one movie. I haven't seen that movie. Okay.
No.
Timothy
Dalton's in
two. Timothy Dalton's, like, he's not very good, but I think I've seen one of his movies.
Sure. Honor Majesty's Secret Service is a dude named, like, George Lazenby.
Yeah, he's so random. Yeah. I think that's actually his name. Good call.
Yes. Yeah.
But
what's your
not those.
Sure. What's your favorite Bond movie?
Okay, so one of the sexiest, like, because a lot of the Bond movie comes from the interaction between James Bond and the Bond girl, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that sexy interaction is one of the best things. So for that, GoldenEye is my favorite.
Well, yeah, Xenia.
Yeah,
Xenia. Xenia.
She's so hot. She's so useful. She's, like, a great character in it. And so, like, for that one. But then I really like Daniel Craig's take on James Bond.
Sure.
Huge fan. So, you know, I really liked Skyfall.
It's a good one.
Skyfall. And, I don't know, just, like, all of the new ones I'm really digging on.
Sure.
But then again, I love so many of them. I just love them all.
Can't choose just one.
Can't, won't. Can't, won't.
So your number one was James Bond.
Yes.
Daniel Craig specifically, or was it Sean Connery?
I'd say it ranks from Daniel Craig to Pierce Brosnan to Sean Connery. No, sure. Sean Connery. I don't know. It's hard.
You know what? They're all there at once, much like Steve's scenario.
We'll all get together.
Sure. So my top five in review was, my number five was Mallory Caine from Haywire. My number four is Chloe Fraser from Uncharted. My number three is Celine from Underworld. My number two is Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica. My number one is Black Widow from the MCU.
That's a great list.
Number five, Trinity from The Matrix. Number four, Duncan MacLeod. Y'all are a bunch of assholes. Number three, Xena, Warrior Princess. Number two, the Phoenix / Jean Grey. And number one, having a night out with Thor and Captain America. We'll see what happens.
Okay, Star-Lord, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nice.
Batman, Christian Bale version. Professor X, James McAvoy. Finn from Star Wars. And James Bond, always and forever.
Guys, we just have a bunch of sexy lists happening right now.
Yeah. True.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. And speaking of sexy lists, we want to hear what your sexy lists are. You can leave a comment here on oneofus.net. You can email us at fiveplaynet@gmail.com. Whitney, thank you so much for coming on and being our special guest.
Yeah, thanks for
having me. Do you have anything that you want to plug? Any websites you want people to go to?
Yeah, I'm going to plug my Instagram because, you know, we all need more people following us.
We need more love. Instagram
love. We need more
love.
We need more Instagram love.
Perhaps James Bond or Star-Lord will follow you on Instagram.
Yeah, maybe they'll hear about this. Or any of these cast of characters. They've all been very sexy tonight.
What is the what's
my
Instagram?
Instagram is at Whitney.Masters. That's it. It's pretty simple.
Whitney.Masters. No weird spelling or anything like that?
Nope.
Cool. Fantastic.
Nope. Awesome.
So please visit her website there. Guys, thank you again so much for listening. And with all that, Facebook and Twitter right around the corner.
Woo!
But with all that being said, I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
I'm Whitney.
That was five, and we're out.